wrap it up with Stuart Kendrick, leading Queensland trainer. We had a call yesterday on Punters Postmortem about a horse called Rancho Montoya that won at Ipswich last Saturday and really was quite impressive, a son of High Chaparral. Morning to you, Stu.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Were you blown away last Friday or not?
Yeah, mate, we were pretty happy with him. You know, he's a colt that's shown us a lot of ability, so it was sort of good to see him do it on the racetrack. And, yeah, so hopefully we've got some big plans going forward for him.
So you obviously keep him going as a two. Do you get another couple of runs?
We will. He'll start at Doomben Saturday week, and he'll step up to the 1350 there. And, you know, if he can do a similar thing, you know, in town against a few of the better quality two-year-olds, then we'll probably give him a little let up and, yeah, possibly look at going south with him for the spring.
Okay, so you have got a good opinion then.
Yeah, no, he's always shown plenty, and he's well-bred and lovely type. So, yeah, hopefully he can, keep going that way.
Mate, you got large numbers for the next few days and then the Sunshine Coast on Saturday. I'm looking at Gypsy Miss in the order of entry. He's a little bit vulnerable where she is, so you need a few to drop out.
Yeah, she might be lucky to sneak in into that field. It's sort of a race that we've sort of had an earmark for, and, you know, she doesn't like the wet tracks either, so hopefully the weather stays dry up here for the next few days, and we're lucky enough to maybe sneak into the field. But, yeah, she's a nice filly. She won very well first up and put a couple of really good runs in last time against horses like Zamex and that sort of quality. So hopefully, back onto a dry surface, I think, is the big key with her.
Okay, so it's a good four at the moment. That reads pretty good.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit overcast here at the moment, but not bad. And I think they do predict a couple of little showers, but I don't think we'll get much.
All right, so we'll cross the fingers there. What about Band of Spice in the Glasshouse? I reckon this horse, I mean, it's a competitive race, and so it should be, but it didn't mind its run in the Gabe Waterhouse.
Yeah, look, she's a lovely mare, and I think the big key with her is getting her back onto the big track here at home. I mean, she's won five or six here, and also at Eagle Farm. So she likes the big track. So I thought she did a terrific job last start. She sort of got shuffled back a little bit at a vital point and hit the line really well. So, she's in good form. Her work this morning on the course proper was excellent. So, yeah, really looking forward to getting her back at home and on the big track.
You got good numbers, mate. You got full stables?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, no, it's keeping us very busy at the moment. So we've got some nice young horses. We've sort of gone through a bit of that transition period over the last couple of years since, coming down from up north. And, starting to get some nice quality, young horses through the stable with some good clients now, which is excellent.
Fantastic. Well, mate, good luck on the weekend. I hope Gypsy Miss does get there in the Sunshine Coast Guineas, but Band of Spice definitely gets there. And we'll watch out for Rancho Montoya on, what'd you say, Saturday week at Doomben.
That's it.
Good luck. Thanks a lot, Stu. Really appreciate you taking your call.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, bye-bye. Mate. Stuart Kendrick there from the Sunshine Coast.